to sustain the burden bearer. April 18. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. In the humble round of toil, the very weakest, the most obscure, may be workers together with God and may have the comfort of his presence and sustaining grace. They are not to weary themselves with busy anxieties and needless cares. Let them work on from day to day, accomplishing faithfully the task that God's providence assigns, and he will care for them. The Lord's care is over all his creatures. He loves them all, and makes no difference, except that he has the most tender pity for those who are called to bear life's heaviest burdens. Keep your wants, your joys, your sorrows, your cares, and your fears, before God. You cannot burden him, you cannot weary him. He who numbers the hairs of your head is not indifferent to the wants of his children. Take to him everything that perplexes the mind. Nothing is too great for him to bear, for he holds up worlds. He rules over all the affairs of the universe. Nothing that in any way concerns our peace is too small for him to notice. There is no chapter in our experience too dark for him to read. There is no perplexity too difficult for him to unravel. No calamity can befall the least of his children. No anxiety harass the soul. No joy cheer. No sincere prayer escape the lips, of which our heavenly Father is unobservant, or in which he takes no immediate interest. He healeth the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds. The relations between God and each soul are as distinct and full as though there were not another soul upon earth to share his watch care, not another soul for whom he gave his beloved Son. The Lord does not press on anyone burdens too heavy to be borne. He estimates every weight before he allows it to rest upon the hearts of those who are laborers together with him. To every one of his workers our loving Heavenly Father says, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee." Let the burden bearers believe that he will carry every load, great or small.